1975, Alice Cooper had a nightmare. 36 years later, the nightmare returns with Welcome to My Nightmare, the sequel to the classic Welcome to My Nightmare album. The album that spawned hits such as Only Women Bleed, Department of Youth, Devil's Food, The Black Widow, Steven, and the famous title track, Welcome to My Nightmare has established itself as the definitive Alice Cooper album. Needless to say, when Welcome to My Nightmare was released on September 16, it had big shoes to fill. Although the concept of the new album is decades old, the way in which it is being promoted and released is new and revolutionary to the music industry. The decline in popularity of physical media has forced innovative ideas into the music business. Alice Cooper and producer Bob Ezrin are making use of new technology on Apple's iPad tablet and traditional media like magazines to enhance the experience that is Welcome to My Nightmare. Of course, this opportunity was not available when the original album was released in 1975. But Welcome to My Nightmare and its accompanying feature film became part of music folklore. That album told the story of a young boy named Steven and the monsters and madness that haunt him in his sleep. Supremely theatrical, Welcome to My Nightmare was one of the most successful concept albums to date.
I must be dreaming, please stop screaming.
Therefore, it came as quite a surprise in 2010 when Alice Cooper announced that he was teaming up with Nightmare producer Bob Ezrin to make a sequel to their 1975 classic. While determined not to lose sight of the concept that made the original album such a success, Cooper and Ezrin gave Welcome to My Nightmare a strong dose of humour that he felt the 1975 album lacked. Fans got their first taste of the new album in May 2011, when Alice introduced a new song, I'll Bite Your Face Off, to his live set list. With its Rolling Stones-like hook and Amy-style chorus, the song quickly became a fan favourite. Alice dropped a bombshell in July when he announced that one of the album's tracks, What Baby Wants, would contain a duet with controversial pop star Kesha. Fans reacted negatively, but when the song was finally heard 2 months later, it received almost universal praise, and Kesha's role of the devil was deemed fitting.
I'm gonna drain your veins and bathe in your blood.
Honey, I've seen worse than you.
But further backlash was to come when album details were finally revealed in August. First of all, the album cover, an update of Ernie Cefalu's classic 1975 artwork, was criticised by some for being too cartoonish. Obviously lost on them with the fact that the 1975 album art was a cartoon. But what angered most was the decision to release the album in 7 different formats, with at least 4 containing exclusive bonus tracks. This meant that diehard fans would have to buy the album several times over to obtain every song. In theory, this would mean more sales and a better chart position. But would some fans protest by not purchasing the album at all? While the several album editions available on compact disc, vinyl LP, and via digital download were nothing new, selling the album with a magazine and promoting it on the iPad and PlayStation were unique marketing decisions. Alice teamed up with Classic Rock magazine in the UK to release Welcome to My Nightmare as a fan pack, which would include a copy of the album with exclusive bonus tracks, a giant poster, a face paint set, a metal badge, a mask, and a 132-page magazine dedicated to all things Alice. While these extras were a nice little incentive for consumers, the most important aspect of the fan pack was that it made the album available in newsagents and supermarkets.